I'm Glenn Robinson, president of Baylor Scott & White Medical Center Hillcrest in Waco, and this is Business of Healthcare. Whether you're surfing online for care information or just happen to be driving down a major thoroughfare close to a medical center, you may come across a web page or billboard with a real-time display of the current average wait time for patients visiting the hospital's emergency department. It can be an effective advertising tool, as over the years, hospital emergency departments have gained a reputation for long waits. But what does that number really mean? Different hospitals may use different methods of calculating average wait times. In some hospitals, it represents the time it takes for a patient to register, to be seen by someone who can determine how medically serious their condition is, and then be put in a treatment room. Meanwhile, the American College of Emergency Physicians recommends that emergency department patient wait times for initial evaluation should be measured as the time it takes from when a patient comes through the door until they first see a physician, advanced practice nurse, or physician assistant. However the calculation is made, the average wait time almost certainly does not represent the time from when a patient walks through the door to when actual treatment is provided. Most importantly, people should keep in mind that emergency departments do not operate on a first-come, first-served basis. Patients who arrive with the symptoms of a stroke, heart attack, or other life-threatening condition will and should always take priority. And that can delay care for everyone else. Remember, an average is just an average. This report and other episodes are available at kwbu.org. Business of Healthcare is a production of KWBU and Baylor Scott & White Health.